should come.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is DeQuarius. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling regarding a purchase of $67.32 that you charged my card for.
May I have your zip code, please?
46747.
Your first and last name?
Linda Hauser, H-A-A-S-E-R.
And can you verify your address?
P.O. Box 89, Hudson, Indiana, 46747.
Okay, please bear with me while I pull up the account.
Okay.
Okay, yes. One moment, please.
Okay.
And what seems to be the problem, Mel?
You charged me on August 26th. You charged me $5.74. And then on August 31st, you charged me $67.32. And then you charged me another $67.32 on November.
Mel, these charges all the way back in August, Mel?
Yeah. October 3rd, you charged another $6.32 on my card, and I want to know why. Yes, I got October 3rd, and,
yes, ma'am, because you have entered a sweepstakes survey on August the 25th for an ice maker.
Well, I never received the ice maker, so.
It was a sweepstakes. It was for a chance to win, ma'am.
Oh, that very misleading information there. But you charged me $67.32 twice. And I would like to be reimbursed. I don't care about the $5.74 that was charged the first time.
Yes.
That very, very misleading thing or whatever it was.
Yes, ma'am. So, I can only charge you for the one $67.32 because that was the most recent charge, Mel.
I have two of them.
I can only refund the most recent charge, Mel.
And why is that?
The refund will not go through for the second charge, Mel.
That's fine. I would least refund the first there what the one of them. Then I'd appreciate that.
Thank you for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. And how soon will I see that back on there?
At 3 to 5 business days.
30 days.
3 to 5 business days.
You said 3 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. If there's anything else I can help you with.
Nope. Thank you.
I'm disconnecting the call now.